So Lara is a very complex person. She struggled and fought her way up the ladder of success in a male-dominated field to the point where she got to be someone who went to the moon, and yet she still thinks of herself as not up to the grade. So Lara represents the force of her personality that does accept that, but Halia herself can't really deal with it, so she shut off communication with that part of her personality. It's an unusual circumstance of her origin that Solara has no direct connection with her own alter ego, at least from the alter ego's point of view. Solara remembers Halia Laurel, but when she is finished off with her super activities and changes back, Halia does not remember her other personality program in her early career, and as such, she's always been interested in aeronautics and flying, so that with a little bit of help from the Emperor, she managed to open Aeolus Air Service, a small company that flies people and packages on special missions. This gives her the chance to be out and about in the air and earning a living and feeling like she's doing something, because unlike the other swashbucklers, Halia Laurel has no idea that she is Solara, so has no idea of the fact that she has at least a part-time job beating up crooks. So she needs to have something to do on a day-to-day basis. Some of the characters, some of the swashbucklers, tend to be fairly independent and work by themselves. Solara, particularly in the early phases of her return to society, well, usually when Solara gets into trouble, she just punches her way out, but occasionally there are things that trouble her that require a little bit of finesse. And while Solara is an impressive character, finesse is not her long suit.